superheroes and comic books are a big part of pop culture, and they seem to just get bigger and bigger. One Wisconsin author took his ideas for a new hero and turned it into a brand new comic book called The Hawk. It's getting a lot of attention and landed him on a panel at this year's Wizard World Convention in Madison, and he's 17 years old. William Miles is originally from Dodgeville and lives in Fenimore, Wisconsin. A senior at Fenimore High School, he's the author of the self-published comic book, The Hawk. William, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Have you always been a fan of comic books?
Yes, I have. I've been a fan ever since I was probably in fourth or third grade.
What were some of the ones you remember looking at that early age?
Oh, it was on a little rack in Piggly Wiggly down in Dodgeville back when it was they still had comic book racks. Like, it was one small rack, and I used to get the Amazing Spider-Man. It was a comic that was going on at that time, and a couple other miscellaneous titles, but mostly it was Spider-Man. I grew up with Spider-Man. So,
when did you first start creating your own images and stories?
It was seventh grade. I mean, it was really nothing. You know, it was nothing really that big, but it was I was sitting in the middle of math class, as you do, and I was bored, and I wasn't paying attention to the teacher because I don't like math. And the idea came into my head that this is what I want to do. I don't know why I'm waiting. You know, I want to do this in life. So it came then, and then later in life, I decided to actually pursue it.
Yeah, so it's one thing to, you know, just draw during math class.
Yeah.
What led you to this project of creating a comic book, not a web only? I mean, I'm looking at a print version
I got two physical ones right here, yeah.
This is a big job. What led you to say, okay, I'm going to actually make a comic book?
Well, I was going through some pretty hard times back in, I moved from my old school, Dodgeville High, to Fenimore High. There was a lot going on there. And I decided, instead of being really angry about what was going on, I kept on saying, I really want to do this. So why not do it? You know what I mean? Why? And this will help, you know, deal with some inner demons that are going on at the time. And then after I was even over that, I decided to keep on going with it. And I was finally able to, produce a full 24-page comic.
Now let's meet the Hawk. Tell us about your superhero here.
So the Hawk, his name is Ryan Vlory, and he is from Madison, Wisconsin. The comic takes place in Madison, Wisconsin, so where we're at right now. And it is about a young boy who is raised by a mentally and physically abusive father named James Vlory, who runs all crime trade in Madison. You know, he's like the biggest boss of Madison. He deals with all crime whatsoever. So he decides that he wants his son to be like that too, but his son doesn't want to be like that. And so as he starts to grow up, he realizes that's not who I am. That's not who I want to be, you know, kind of starting things off. And then without kind of spoiling things from there, things get messy.
Right. So, I mean, this is a protagonist with some inner demons and definite father issues.
Exactly.
Here. Not to spoil anything too much.
Yeah. He's got a lot of like family issues, altogether it pushes the story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That is his family is the inciting incident,
right? You know, and narrative wise, this is fairly complicated because you're in the present, but a lot of that backstory you just shared is in flashback.
Yeah, this very first issue starts in the very beginning. Did you end up reading the comic or no?
I read a good chunk of it, and at the beginning, he's like beating up bad guys and trying to get to the main bad guy. But then we see some of those inciting incidents back at age 6.
Yes. So we start out from the very in the very beginning. We start out with him trying to find his father, and you don't know why. You know what I mean? I'm trying to leave a little bit of, you know, mystery. What's going on? You know what I mean? What's happening? From there, we get to see him kind of go back and go over some of these events that happened that led him to where he is now.
Talking to William Miles, senior at Fenimore High School, about his new creation, the self-published comic book, The Hawk. Okay, so that's our character and a taste of the story, again, without spoiling it too much. Now, for people who have never made their own comic book, can you talk about what the challenges are in actually bringing this from ideas in your head to something you can, you know, wrap up and hand to somebody?
Oh my gosh. You know, it was a process, because especially being 17, not knowing anything whatsoever, you know, just deciding to head dive right into this. I actually started this whole thing. We were on a family vacation all the way up in Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
And I was sitting there, and like I said, I those events were still bothering me, and then I decided to start doing it there, I had no clue whatsoever what I was going to do. I just went, okay, I can do this, and started plowing through, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to do this. And before I knew it, I was probably $500 extra that I did not need to spend. You know what I mean? So if I had to give a tip, there's a couple things. The first thing is make sure to research what you're doing. I mean, there's plenty of forums online that explain, don't do this, because I did that.
You'd already done
now
that.
And I regret it now. Like spending too much money or making sure that the artist knows what, you know, what is the final script. Because that was an issue. I had sent off the script and I was like, oh, no, I don't want that in there. You know what I mean? But so make sure you know what you're doing. And the other thing I would say is a lot of people in life, and I'm not trying to be rude by saying this at all, but a lot of people in life, you know, they try to say, well, I can't do it. I got this going on, this going on, this going on. Don't let any of that get in the way. Keep on pushing and pursue what you want to do. If I would have let that happen, I would have given up right in the very beginning. But you got to push.
What was it like the first time you held the completed copy in your hand and, like, you knew? I love the, you know, at the end of Lost, there's a little tag like, I made this. Like, yeah. Is that how you felt then?
I finished it a year later, and just this last summer, we went to Michigan for a family trip, and it came in before I could see it. Like, it came in that week. I had ordered it, and I got home, and I want to see it. And I got home, and it's like I gave birth. Like, it was amazing. I couldn't believe that I actually was able to do something like this.
So. And now you were at the Wizard World event. This is a thing, a lot of comic books, TV show people get together. And you actually have already done a panel on, I love this, super villain psychology, along with a comic book artist, I think a couple psychology PhD people. What was it like being up in that forum?
Well, when I got there, I was like, why did they put me up here with two psychologists? This doesn't make sense. Like, I was surprised that they put me up with two psychologists that know probably way more than a 17-year-old broke kid from Wisconsin. But I got up there. It was a lot of fun. And it was really good, you know, well done with having two psychologists be up there and two writers and art, like a, I think an artist and then me, who is a writer, be up there, because it kind of gives both views of how we, you know, create and write and how we perceive these villains. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Now, this was number one of the series,
yes.
The Hawk.
Yep.
Having been through what you went through, is there going to be a 2, 3, and so on?
Now that I know what I'm doing, absolutely. And we have this whole thing together now. But at first, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this again. It took a whole year to jump through all these different obstacles and hoops. And finally, I was able to, get this out, this very first issue out, and now it's a lot easier. I know what I'm doing. I know where to go. I know how to print. I know how to upload. I know how to get everything out there. So, yeah.
And you said you started this in part because you're going through some stuff.
Yes.
We don't need to break down the details of that, but I hear from people a lot who are dealing with different kinds of things that embracing creativity, doing something artistic, can really help a lot. Did you find that along the way?
Absolutely, because you can either sit and fret about it and do nothing and, like, waste a lot of time doing, you know, being upset with yourself and sitting in a corner and you know, being angry and not getting anything done, or you can take all of that and turn it into a passion that you've wanted to do. Too many people let that go and go, well, I can't do it because I don't have enough time or this or that or any excuse, but really you should just do it. You know what I mean? Especially with, like, anger and being upset and dealing with past trauma or anything of that sort, you should just continue to push. You know what I mean? And use that to keep on showing, like, hey, I can do this. So
I don't want to put any pressure on you.
You did
the Hawk. You got more Hawk coming.
Yep.
But I imagine somebody like you has other ideas for other heroes in their head. Could you see, do you have ideas for, okay, once I get into this little bit, I have another story I want to pursue?
Yeah, we actually, so what's going on right now is this is a part one of part two, to kind of just introduce the character, to get it out there. And people, I'm getting pretty positive reviews so far. But I would say that, or what I am going to say, is we have this little secret project that's going on behind the scenes with a completely different artist who actually is top of the notch. You know what I mean? He's really, really good. And he's going to be doing volume two, which is going to be with a bunch of brand new villains, a couple new heroes, new supporting characters, villains, yeah.
Kind of expanding the universe.
Yes, exactly. That's the plan for the second volume, is to get all these characters out there so you can see truly what his world is like in Madison, Wisconsin. And this different, very, very different Madison, Wisconsin.
And for people who want to visit the mean streets of Madison and check out The Hawk, where can they find your work?
They can find it on, I have bigcartel.com/thehawk. You can buy the comic book on there. And if you go on The Hawk Comics on Instagram, that's where I do a lot of, you know, a lot of fan art's posted. We've had a lot of fan art and, yeah, stuff like that, like promoting and advertising's on there.
People are already doing fan art.
Yeah, I have a lot of fan art. That was coming before the book was coming. I think people like the way the character looks. I mean, I think he looks pretty awesome, so, yeah.
Cool, William. Thanks a lot for sharing this with us.
Yeah, thank you.
William Miles is a senior at Fenimore High School. He's the creator of the self-published comic book, The Hawk.